This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Some 40 to 50% of smokers try to quit each year, but fewer than 5% of them succeed. Some states, like California, are considering making state taxes charitable deductions and dealing with limits on federal exemptions in the new tax bill. Of the nearly 2,500 low-power stations in some stage of licensing, construction, or active broadcasting across the nation, more than 850 have a license holder with a religious affiliation. Use of gender masking to prevent sex discrimination in hiring, according to experts, helps women through the first screening, but at traditional interviews, the positive effects are undone by hiring managers' biases. United Arab Emirates gives the island nation of Comoran almost $5,000 per person to create a passport for its people in order not to have to pay the 40,000 or so living in the UAE the same benefits as its own citizens. These passport sales have cost the UAE $250 million since 2008 and accounted for one-third of that island's GNP. Kaiser Health News discovered that there were 3,200 complaints against hospice agencies nationally in the last 5 years. A Medicare-sponsored survey found that fewer than 80% reported getting timely care from hospice providers, and only 75% reported getting help from symptoms. Contracts with related companies under the same ownership accounted for $11 billion of nursing home spending in 2015, a tenth of their cost, according to financial disclosures submitted to Medicare. The NAACP urged protest in Atlanta over Trump's visit to the NCAA college football championship game, asking people to wear white and protesters to take a knee. Stephen Bannon, under attack by former political allies and deserted by financial backers, folded like a cheap suit, expressing regrets for his comments about Trump and his family and claiming he was misquoted by others. Only one-third of India's 1.3 billion people have access to the Internet. Three economists have found that a drug treatment center in a city could save the city $700,000 a year in crime-related cost. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, a local 190 labor union, Social Policy Magazine, and the affiliated media foundation movement, AMFM.